This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Drive with Tabi Sokotani. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. on Power 98.7.
So Parliament has taken a first step, as some put it, in considering an impeachment process against the president. The African Transformation Movement, whose motion has set the ball rolling, says that Parliament must be proactive in carrying out its oversight role, saying that other agencies are moving too slowly to determine wrongdoing on the part of President Ramaphosa in connection with the robbery on his Limpopo farm more than 2 years ago. Viole Tuzungula is the president of the ATM, joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Afternoon, Tabiso, and afternoon to everyone listening.
Please just explain it to us in football terms what this all means, because we are told that this is a first step in considering an impeachment process.
In accordance to the rules of Parliament, the Speaker must initiate this panel, where it would look at the evidence that is provided to determine if there is any form of evidence that could lead to Parliament actually continuing with an impeachment process. So this is basically, from our view, these individuals or this panel is just an academic exercise from our part, because the evidence that we've supplied and the confirmation by President Ramaphosa clearly shows that laws have been violated, and it is just going to be an academic exercise, because if you look at the violations of the Constitution, Section 96(2)(a) states that members of cabinet cannot undertake any other paid work, and the president did publicly state that he is he sells animals and he is a farmer, etc. So that quantifies his paid work. And Section 96(2)(b) of the Constitution speaks about a president must not put himself in a situation where he's exposed to a conflict of interest. And we know that between his official duties and his private interest, therefore, by him instructing the head of the protective unit to investigate what happened on his personal farm does lead to that violation.
So my understanding was that if you put in an independent panel, you are taking it away from politicians, so that you avoid party political stance on making a decision. But you seem to be saying that this so-called independent panel will be derived from cabinet. Am I correct?
No. It is. Political parties are going to nominate three individuals who can sit on that panel. However, the speaker will decide.
Yeah.
However,
where do you select them from?
Anywhere.
It is indeed an independent panel.
It is an independent
panel. So why do you have a problem with it?
However, the powers rest too much on the speaker. Parties can nominate as much as they can, whoever they want, but ultimately it is a speaker that decides, and the speaker alone. So that, and the speaker, you'll recall that the speaker is not really independent herself.
Yeah.
Because firstly, a speaker was elected as part of a party, and she is the national executive member of a party. Therefore, even in this process, she is bound by party directives, even if she might say she's independent. However, if you look at the conduct after we've written to her and after all other parties have also engaged her, you can tell that she is under the influence of her party in terms of dealing with this matter.
So are you saying to me that political parties can choose this independent panel, but the speaker can say no to this independent panel?
Parties will nominate who gets to sit on that panel.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
However, it is the speaker that will decide. In fact, for example, ATM, all parties can nominate people, but the speaker can decide on her own who exactly is going to sit there and totally disregard the nominations from the political party.
So here's the other issue that I've been asking, and you are privy to this because you are invested in this whole issue of the president. I mean, is it an easy case to prove from where you are sitting? Because even the so-called victims have not come forward to give evidence. Even the police, those at least that were given the task, are saying that there was no such allegations. We have not seen the money, among others, aside from the alleged torture and all of that. So, doesn't that make it difficult for yourselves to prove? I know you're saying, you know, the evidence simply shows that there is something that the president must answer for. Also, the issue of whether charges were formally brought or not, because some people are saying it happened in the Bilabila area. Fraser went to Rosebank police station and so on and so forth. I mean, is it not difficult to prove? I mean, what do you have that convinces you that indeed the president is likely to lose this case?
Firstly, what is very important for us as the ATM is that these are very serious allegations of money laundering, tax evasion, kidnapping, and the torture of people. And any self-respecting president would have outright taken the nation into its confidence about what transpired so that they inspire confidence to citizens that he's not in the wrong. However, we've seen a president that is evading accountability by all means. Even the public protector had to threaten a subpoena for him to actually answer the questions that were asked to him. In Parliament, he's not done anything. This transpired in June already. We are now in August, and he has not done anything. However, back to your question, we are not dealing with the criminal element or the tax-related element. Mm. We're dealing with Section 96 of the Constitution, which speaks to, number one, member of cabinet cannot undertake any other paid work. Now, what the president has confessed by his mouth that indeed he has been undertaking paid work. The second element, which is 96.2b, is when the president, uses his public office for his personal gain, because the head of the protective unit is not there to investigate any burglary or anything that would get lost on the president's personal farm. Mm. His only duty is to protect him as a person, not to investigate such, burglaries. However, the president, via his tweet, does inform the nation that indeed he requested the head of the protective unit to actually follow through with those investigations. Now, that clearly shows that he's violated that part of the Constitution, which speaks to he can't be using his power as a public representative for his own personal gain.
I hear you. So how does the process unfold from henceforth, though?
On the 1st of September, the parties have a deadline. From there, the panel will be appointed. Within a month, they need to submit a report whether there is prima facie evidence for this process to continue. And then that report will be tabled in the House. Then the House will vote whether to continue or not to continue. However, what we do want to inform the public is that, number one, as the ATM will jealously guard that process to make sure that indeed it is independent. And secondly, you'll note that the Namibian government is forthcoming in the sense that they do communicate what transpired, the steps they've taken. However, if you look at South Africa, it does not take 2 months for SARS to actually confirm if those sales were actually reported to SARS and the necessary taxes were paid. It does not take 2 months for the Reserve Bank to state that foreign currency was declared and he did have permission to hold such high volumes of cash. However, those institutions have clearly taken the side of protecting a president and at the same time contributing to the destabilization of the institutions of our country by not being independent and objective when it comes to their investigations. So that is why you find that the only hope now in holding Ramaphosa accountable only results in parliament, where there's opposition parties who are not at the mercy of Ramaphosa. When you look at these institutions, from your Hawks, Reserve Bank, SARS, all of them, they are appointed by the president directly or indirectly. So it is only us that will actually hold Ramaphosa accountable and contribute to a better country whereby you won't have a president that is above the law, or politicians who can do anything they want and they'll get away with it because they possess political power.
Thank you so much, sir, for your time. We shall see what happens as time goes on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. There you go. The president of the ATM there, Violetu Zungula, 21 minutes after 5.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.